السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله وحده، وصلى الله وسلم على من لا نبي بعده وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. My beloved brothers and sisters, this evening we read some powerful verses. Not to say that there are any verses in the Quran that are not powerful. But sometimes Allah Almighty wants to deliver a message in a way that uniquely it seems like Allah knew exactly what to say, when to say it in my unique life, and everyone feels the same at the same time with different matters and different verses, because that is the uniqueness. Allah knows you and therefore He knows what you need, and at the same time there will always be something relevant within the Quran to offer you some form of hope and guidance at a time of your need. May Allah Almighty bless us. We've just commenced these blessed nights of Ramadan. And Allah Almighty tells us that I have promised you things. And I know that I may have made promises. I want you to know that these promises are the truth. When I've told you something and I've promised you something, it is going to come. So what has Allah promised us? There are two types of things. Number one, those things that will bring about awe within us and instill a sense of concern such that we are worried. Worried about what? Some of the things Allah's promised. For example, He says, if you do something evil, what will happen? If you do that which displeases Him, what will happen? Has He not promised punishment? Has He not described that punishment in the Quran? Has He not spoken about burning hellfire? Has He not spoken about how hellfire will have its fuel from human beings and stones? Has He not warned us of how people will be thrown into severe long-term punishment? The answer is yes. Isn't that a point of concern? And isn't it a promise of Allah? It's a promise. However, Allah has always struck the balance. In fact, the scale is tipped more towards hope and mercy than mention of the punishment, anger and wrath of Allah. That's the mercy of Allah. So Allah reminds us, look, don't do bad. Why? Because He wants us to do good. Amazing. Have you thought of that? When Allah says, do not commit evil, the reason is, there is always an alternative on the other side that you could do that would be the obedience of Allah. Let me give you a few examples. Don't steal. Why? Allah is encouraging you to earn in a halal way. There's a double, triple, quadruple reward, including a blessing after that. Your money will be blessed. When you earn through pinching and stealing, you will have a million. But it will fly and go like you don't even know, and you won't even realize how did this money go. But when you've earned $100, and that is through halal means, wallahi, the Almighty grants you a reward for having been conscious. And halal only means you did not trample on the toes of the rest of humankind and you bore in mind what Allah has ordained. But Allah says, on top of that, I will grant you blessings in your spending. I will make sure that you receive the maximum benefit from what you have spent. It's the promise of Allah. Similarly, when Allah has prohibited adultery and fornication, the reason is He wants you to engage in permissible sexual fulfillment of your desires. Amazing. That's why He says there is a reward when you are intimate in the right place, at the right time, with the right person. There's a reward. Why? You were conscious of Allah. I am only fulfilling this because I'm doing it this way to please Allah. I'm not doing it the other way. It's so simple to engage in haram. It is so simple to engage in haram. I don't know if you would agree with me, but the age we're living in, it's probably much simpler and easier to engage in haram than halal. I'm sure you would agree. Allah says, we want to reward you. We want uniformity, unity. We want fulfillment of rights and honor and dignity for all. Therefore, this is the way it shall be done. So now man complains and says, well, you know what? I'm not disciplined enough. Allah says, we'll give you a month of Ramadan every year to learn discipline. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. We want you not even to engage in intimacy with your own spouse during the daylight hours of Ramadan. Why? Instill discipline. La'allakum tattaqoon. Achieve taqwa. Subhanallah. Don't drink water during Ramadan. Why? Because You're finding it difficult to quit alcohol. We're going to teach you some discipline. Here's the month of Ramadan, the month of favor. By now, 20 days are up. You should have already changed your habits and quit your ways. Subhanallah. Anything remaining, Allah says, we've kept the end of Ramadan such that the power of it will be so tremendous. If you have not yet changed, here is the time. The most powerful, most blessed nights, most amazing nights of the entire year, here they are. They should move you and I. Wallahi, if they haven't, something's wrong. Something major is wrong. May Allah soften our hearts. May Allah bless us. My brothers and sisters, the month of forgiveness. A few days are remaining. Achieve that forgiveness. So let me tell you, I was mentioning how Allah Almighty has always kept a halal alternative. We spoke about adultery. When you fulfill it through nikah and marriage, and you take with honor someone's daughter, or vice versa, someone's son in the case of a woman. When you take with honor and dignity and respect, and you are ready to fulfill rights, and you are ready to take it serious, Allah says, now you are speaking. Now you deserve to be intimate with this person. Allahu Akbar. Imagine. The Prophet, peace be upon him, spoke about it in such amazing terms. Had it not been for his blessed lips mentioning it, we would not say it today. He says, "Fi budu'i ahadikum sadaqah." He says, when you fulfill the rights, the conjugal rights of your spouse, you get a reward as a charity. The Sahaba radiallahu anhum were perplexed. What did they say? Oh messenger, we do that and we get a reward. You see what they are asking. We do that and we get a reward. Subhanallah. He responded with a beautiful question. He said, well, if you did that in a haram way, would you get a sin? They said, yes. Well, if you did it in a halal way, you have to get a reward. Allahu Akbar. Look at Allah's mercy. The same applies to earning. It's simple to steal. It's easy to be corrupt. It's easy to pinch people's things. It's simple. Allah says, control yourself. Control. Don't do that. There's no blessings in it. A day will come when you will regret, not just in this world, but even in the hereafter. That's Allah's blessing. Ya ayyuhan nasu. O people, Allah is addressing the whole world, not just Muslims. Inna wa'dallahi haqqa. Indeed, the promise of Allah is the truth. The promise, when Allah has promised you, whatever He has promised you is the truth. In this particular case, death is the truth as well. When Allah promised you, inna ajalallahi idha ja'a la yu'akhkhar. When your fixed and prescribed time comes, it is not going to delay. This morning I was speaking with someone telling them, the mercy of Allah is He does not allow you to taste pain beyond a certain threshold. He takes your life away. Someone shoots you. Before you know you are shot, a minute has already passed. Why? Within that time, if you were meant to die, you are gone without feeling. That's the blessing of Allah. Shahada, rank of martyrdom. Do you reckon that Allah will cause pain to someone, grant them martyrdom? No. If you were sliced, a quick slice, before you know you are sliced, a minute has gone by. Why? That's the minute within which your life was taken. Mashallah. Look at the blessing of Allah. You passed away and you know what? You were not in pain. Unlike what the people around you might have thought. My brothers and sisters, Allah doesn't allow you to taste pain. You lose blood and you are in some form of pain at a certain point. What happens? Allah says, we make you unconscious. Why? So that you don't taste the pain beyond a certain point. In your being unconscious, perhaps you may heal or you may die. Either way, did you feel it? The reality is no. Subhanallah. Look at the mercy of Allah. This is why Allah says, you will not taste that beyond your own capacity. You won't. And you will not be burdened with anything beyond your capacity. At a certain point, you have to just die. Why? Because it's too much for me to handle. So Allah took my life away. What a blessing. Allahu Akbar. May Allah grant us ease. So Allah says, Ya ayyuhan nas, inna wa'dallahi haq. Now when Allah tells you that my promise is the truth, immediately after that He says something. فَلَا تَغُرَّنَّكُمُ الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا وَلَا يَغُرَّنَّكُمْ بِاللَّهِ الْغَرُورُ. So do not let this worldly life deceive you, because our promise is the truth. The world will offer you so many things. Always ask yourself, is this pleasing to Allah? If it is, here I am. If it isn't, throw it out of the window. It's not worth your while. No matter how sweet it seems, no matter how beautiful it seems, you may as a human being falter or fall. As soon as you realize what I'm doing is wrong, Allah says, we've made you another promise. What's the other promise? We know you fell. You're a human. Your first forefather fell as well. And all of those to follow have fallen. The protected Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam alone, an exception. Everyone's fallen. Everyone's faltered. One thing or another, we make you another promise. Allah says, "Inna wa'adallahi haqq." Our promise is the truth. What is the other promise? Seek forgiveness, I will forgive you. Call out to me, I will give you. I will give you opportunities. I will make the nights different in value in order that you seize the opportunity to cry for me. That's what Allah says. Cry, weep. When you see an old man, a powerful person, cry and weep, you must know he's now developing his link with his Lord. You young, teenager, powerful, solid, bodybuilder, go to the gym, mashallah, lift how much? 120, mashallah. One day when you cry between you and Allah, then you are a real man. Allahu Akbar. Then you are a real man. Subhanallah. You shed tears. One brother came to me and told me, I can't cry. I said, Allah will make you cry one day. Either hold on for it or start doing community service, especially the burial services. Go and help out. You wake up. May Allah bless the volunteers in our communities. So many, hidden sometimes. Allah bless you. Give you barakah and blessings. Protect you and your families and all of us. My brothers, my sisters, this is the promise of Allah. And Allah tells you, we know you are a human. We know you have faltered and you will falter. But each time you falter, remember us. Remember us. Come back to us. We will give you chances and opportunities. We give you something known as a powerful night, Laylatul Qadr. We hid it exactly because we don't want you to only worship us one night. We want you to extend it beyond. Otherwise, we could have told you, you know what? 25th night, 9 o'clock at night is the time. What would happen? 5 to 9, we'd be in the masjid. I promise you. But Allah says, we hid it from you. We don't want to tell it to you. You know why? We want you to make an effort every day. Subhanallah. Hence you see the i'tikaf. May Allah accept it from them, from all of us. Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbul afwa fa'fu anna. The most powerful dua you can make on a night like this. Simple, short. Did you hear the dua? Do you know what it means? Oh Allah, you are forgiving, you love to forgive, so forgive us or forgive me. That's all. You what? You love. To do what? To forgive. Allah loves to forgive. At iftar time, someone says, this guy loves to chow. You know, in our language. That's what they'll say. You see the way he's chowing. He loves to chow, right? Meaning to eat, okay? That's South African slang. If you love to do something, people know you as a person of that. When Allah tells you, I love to forgive my brothers and sisters, do not allow shaitan to make you lose hope in the mercy of Allah, the most merciful, the most gracious, the most forgiving, the most kind, the most beautiful, the most amazing. Aren't you keen on meeting him one day? So Allah tells you, do you know what? Don't let yourself be deceived by this temporary world. People came on earth, you saw them coming. They became powerful, you saw them earning. You saw them flashing, you saw them enjoying. And you saw them going as well. How did they come and where did they go? Think to yourself, it's us you need to develop a relationship with. Not with all those things you found on earth. You came with nothing. You're going to leave with nothing. In the middle, you are fighting, arguing, and breaking relations and making huge issues for something you're not going to take with you. You're going to leave it behind. Allahu Akbar. Allah says, no problem. Man, you're allowed to love wealth, but to a degree where it does not exceed the love of Allah. That's what it is. We all love nice things, don't we? We love our food and drink and clothes and conveyances and homes. And in the case of the sisters, perhaps your accessories and whatever else it might be, your perfumes or whatever it may be. You love it. Don't ever love it beyond the love of Allah. Which means if Allah tells you this is the line, you don't cross that line. Allahu Akbar. I am here tonight to tell you that if you have ever crossed a line, come back to Allah without losing hope. And if you cross it again, and a third time, and a fourth time, every single time you happen to cross it, tell yourself, I'm crossing, or I have crossed, not because I am defying Allah, but because of my human weakness, O Allah, I regret, I repent, I seek your forgiveness, I don't want to do this again, help me, forgive me, I love you, I really would love to please you, so make it easy for me to please you, and make it easy for me to worship you, and make it very difficult for me to sin against you. Take that dua, ask Allah every day. Allahumma habbib ilayna al-iman. Oh Allah, make it beloved for us, the belief and the iman. Wazayyinhu fi qulubina. Oh Allah, beautify it in our hearts. Wa karrih ilayna al-kufra wal-fusuqa wal-isyan. Oh Allah, make detested to us disbelief and sin and coming out of your obedience. Allahu Akbar. May Allah grant us. So Allah says, inna wa'adallahi haqq. The promise of Allah is the truth. So don't allow this world to deceive you. Two deceptions Allah speaks about in that verse. O people, the promise of Allah is the truth. So do not allow this worldly life to deceive you. And do not allow the big deceiver to deceive you. Who is the deceiver? Shaitan. In Ramadan, some of the shayateen are tied, but not all of them. Did you ever know that? We grew up believing everyone is tied. Then you see all problems in Ramadan and you wonder, what's going on here, man? But the big chiefs are all tied up, but the little ones, they create bigger havoc than the big ones. Subhanallah. They come about and make people fight. Yesterday, someone sent me a clip. Embarrassing Muslim children in a restaurant in Ramadan. Throwing chairs at each other. Where and how is it permissible? Not only is it prohibited, but you should be ashamed. It's a month of Ramadan. When you see tempers flaring in the month of Ramadan, such that you swear each other. Where's that coming from? May Allah forgive us. This is the month of discipline. Control yourself. Allah promises you, you control yourself on the day of judgment when you've controlled your anger. We will call you and allow you to choose what you want. Because you know what? You controlled your anger for our sake. That's anger. What about other things? Subhanallah. Allah is loving. Allah's promised you. Then Allah Almighty tells us, إِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ لَكُمْ عَدُوٌ فَاتَّخِذُوهُ عَدُوًّا. The very next verse. Shaytan, O man, is your enemy, so take him as an enemy. Consider him an enemy. Look out and look for him in order to be protected from his plot. What this means, look, no matter who I am, no matter who you are, no matter who anyone on earth is, Shaytan comes to every single one of us every single day. But if you haven't known how he came to you, it's your weakness. He's planning and plotting. Sometimes it's a thought. What's the thought? Of pride. I'm bigger. That person is smaller. That's the thought. But you're a pious person generally. You're making 5 salah and you also get up for tahajjud. So that makes it 6. MashaAllah. 6. You hit the prayers for a 6. But the ball was caught. By who? Shaytan. Out. What happened? You started swearing people, belittling them. That's the problem. You can't do that. You need to protect your acts of worship, my brothers, my sisters. The Quran tells you, مَنْ جَاءَ بِالْحَسَنَةِ فَلَهُ عَشْرُ أَمْثَالِهَا. Whoever comes on the day of judgment with a good deed, we will multiply it by 10 for them. Why? Because they deserve for it to be multiplied. Other people did good deeds but didn't bring them on the day of judgment because they were taken by someone else whom they wronged. At least you did a good deed and you protected it. So you came on the day of judgment, it's still there. Now you deserve multiplication by 10. So my brothers, my sisters, remember this. This is the month of mercy. Allah told us a few things. Allah told us a few things. What did he say? Brother, the reason I want to sweat is when I sweat, I can close my topic. Everyone can go home, inshallah. Otherwise, I can keep on speaking, inshallah. I plan to speak for 25 minutes. We're sitting on exactly 20. By the time 25, you'll see a few drops of sweat and I'll be gone, inshallah. So, Allah Almighty has given us this month. He's telling us at the same time, go through the revelation. It's the month of Quran, right? شَهْرُ رَمَضَانَ الَّذِي أُنزِلَ فِيهِ الْقُرْآنِ. Here we are in Taraweeh, listening to beautiful recital. That's not the only rite of the Quran. More importantly is to know the message of the Quran. Please go through it and understand. Don't let anything make you hopeless. Don't lose hope. You are breathing, aren't you? Your heart is pumping 136,000 times a day for free. You're not paying a penny. Allah tells you, do you know what? I promise you, when you are grateful, I'll give you increase. Another promise of Allah. Inna wa'adallahi haq. Promise of Allah is the truth. La in shakartum la ajidannakum. If you are going to be show gratitude, I'm going to give you increase. Increase in what? Everything. Your blessings, your numbers, multiplication, in whatever. But you got to show gratitude. How do you show gratitude? Simple. Try to do what Allah has instructed and stay away from what Allah has prohibited. That alone or itself is the beginning of gratitude. But if I say, I thank you, O Allah, and then I'm committing sin whole day, is that gratitude? I thank you, O Allah, and there's no prayer. 5 daily prayers, pillar of Islam. Allah gave you this month to think. And this evening, I would like to go back and ponder. And I'd like to spend a short time, inshallah, between me and my Lord, seeking forgiveness. I want to do that. And I invite you all to do the same by the will of Allah. Perhaps we may be forgiven. No matter what you've done, no matter who you are, calm down, humble yourself. Allah is telling you, don't allow this worldly life to deceive you. Do you know what? You're coming back to us. When the fixed time comes, nothing and nobody will be able to delay you by one split second. Nor will they be able to bring it forward by a split second. Your time is up. It's over. No matter what. You're not going to die this way, you're going to die that way. You're not going to return to us that way, you're going to return to us a fourth way. It's okay, but you're going to come back. There's no chance. Nobody has lived forever. لِلَّهِ الْبَقَى. Allah alone is everlasting, ever living. Don't lose hope. We have a beautiful month of forgiveness. I firmly feel if we get up today and our hearts are softened even a little bit, trust me, it's a sign of the mercy of Allah. It's a sign of the mercy of Allah. This is a month where Allah tells us, if you are going to make an effort, I will come to you much closer and more than you can imagine. Whoever comes to Allah walking, wallahi, the hadith says Allah comes to him rushing. What does walking mean? I made a small effort. Make an effort. Pick up the Quran, one verse a day. One verse a day. Is it too much? No, it's not. But we're lazy. We're quick to answer our call and to run here and run there for worldly things. Allah, one verse to change your life. It will change your life. Wallahi, it will change your life. One verse. One. Salah. Start with farad only. If you're weak and you're lazy, start with the farad. I know people say, no, you got to do more than the... Hang on, we're only starting. Some people say, no, you know what? I can only make 2 salah a day. Come on, you're not supposed to say that. Do you know and acknowledge that you have to make 5? If you acknowledge it, you're a Muslim. If you don't acknowledge it, hey, where are you heading? Subhanallah. Allah grant us ease. You know you have to make 5. You're making 2. Can't you make an effort? Make 3, make 4. Big achievement, big improvement. And what's the intention? I'm going to make 5. All 5. As soon as you can. You know, the way I'm speaking about salah. A few years ago, we wouldn't be talking like this. There was no compromise. There was no question. Still, there's no compromise. But we are speaking in a more lenient fashion because a lot of people are struggling. Rather than chase them away with a harsh tone, we want to tell them in a very serious way, listen, you can do better. And you must do better. Do you know why? We're getting closer to Allah. Wallahi. We're hearing of viruses and diseases and people dying and so many disasters and so on. You really think Allah is not in control and not in charge? Do you really think He doesn't know you personally and me? You really think He's not watching? He's watching. He knows. He's giving you a chance. You are here tonight. And all of those who might listen to this later, if you heard what I just said, Allah planned it before you were born. That you were going to hear it. And He's going to ask you, did you hear? Yes. What did you do about it? And the same applies to me. So this is not a mistake. Ma asabaka lam yakul liyukhti'ak. That which got to you was never meant to miss you. It got to you because Allah designed and planned that you were going to be here tonight, or that anything that ever gets to you was going to get to you. Got to you. No blunders. So what do we do? I have hope in the mercy of Allah. In the midst of my sins, I have hope in Allah. You know why? I don't ever remember sinning in defiance of Allah. No. Human weakness. We falter, we fall. Allah says, quickly come back. The Quran also tells us, وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا فَعَلُوا فَاحِشَةً. Those who have fallen into sin, they've wronged themselves, immorality, whatever it may be. If they remember Allah and seek forgiveness, Allah says, those are the people we prepared paradise for. Same verse. Paradise is full of sinners who repented. You and I, may Allah grant us Jannah. You don't just look at a pious man and think to yourself, you know what, that guy is going to go to Jannah. Yes, he may Allah grant him. But you look at the sinners and you tell yourself, I'm not going to judge this guy because you know what, if he repents today, he's going to be cleaner than me. So I'm going to have hope that he will repent and so should I. And I have hope in Jannah. Jannah was made for you and I. Today we walk around and people say, this guy's not going to Jannah. These people, this group, not going to paradise. Those guys not going to paradise. The way they speak as though paradise is going to be empty. It's going to be no one there. Load shedding. Allah grant us ease. You enter, it's all dark. Brother, you're in the wrong place. They're calling it paradise. They deceived you. Senten, this evening, mashallah, we started. I looked at the brothers. I said, you know what? The lights. He said, there's load shedding. I said, in Senten, load shedding. Come on, guys. But yes, it's a reality. However, we enjoyed our salah. We enjoyed it thoroughly. And then I said, inshallah, the next time, we'd like to expand this masjid 10 times its size, by the will of. Just say Ameen. It has to happen. We have to have, inshallah, a much bigger, broader place. And it will happen by the will of Allah. May Allah make it happen. Tonight, this eve of Ramadan, these are the moments of acceptance of dua. Make powerful duas. Make duas for the ummah. People are struggling in Palestine as we're speaking. May Allah grant them ease and protect them. People are struggling all over the world. Every day I get a message. This country, this place, that place. The list is endless. And I think to myself, even the people around us and us ourselves are struggling. But the beauty is that every time you help someone who's struggling, Allah makes your struggles very simple and easy. You think now about homeless people and at least you thank Allah. Oh Allah, I'm living. Yes, I'm struggling with the rental. I don't know what's going to happen. But hey, I got a nice bed. At least I sleep properly. May Allah make it easy. Here, my brothers and sisters, 27 minutes are up and I can feel the sweat coming down. And inshallah, I really have enjoyed myself this evening. Beautiful, melodious recitals by our imams. And I pray Allah accept every word and letter that was read and that we heard and listened and we concentrated on. May Allah accept our prayers and our fasting. And may Allah bless the entire congregation, men and women and children. I see many of the children coming up and greeting. And subhanallah, it's very, very encouraging. I, for one, fully promote that children should come to the masjid and they should be welcome. Those are our leaders. If we look at them and we give them a little bit of time, wallahi, it will empower them to the degree that tomorrow when we are gone, they will take over and do a better job than us. May Allah grant us goodness. Go easy on the children. Sometimes there's a bit of a noise. Sometimes they're a little bit unruly. Trust me, my mother used to say, from all the children, those who were more unruly when they were little, they became the best as they grew older. And those who were quiet when they were little, it's not a rule, it's just somebody's experience, right? Just somebody's experience. They were the ones when they grew up, all the mischief they didn't do, they had to do it later. Astaghfirullah. May Allah not do that to any of us. I pray that our experiences are all good. May Allah protect our children and the progeny. Wallahi, my brothers and sisters, the environments we live in today are very challenging. The times are really tough. So go easy on other people. Don't ever let yourself be the source of the stress of another person. And Allah Almighty will bless you in a billion ways and in abundance. Allah will grant you contentment and happiness. May Allah bless all of us and grant us forgiveness. I end off with this powerful dua that we were taught to say on Laylatul Qadr. Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbul afwa fa'afu anna. Ameen. Ya Rabbal Alameen. Wa sallallahu wa sallama wa baraka ala nabina Muhammadin. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen.
Do you ever get worried that your child may click on the wrong video online? Do you wish there was a safe channel for your peace of mind? Well, there is. The number one rated Muslim kids channel in the world, One for Kids TV, is here to solve all these issues. The channel has no advertisements and is safe for your children to browse and watch their favorite videos. With a wide selection of cartoons, songs, educational videos, and much more, your children will not only stay entertained, but also learn so much about their deen. You can listen to songs while your device is switched off and you can download videos to watch them offline. One for Kids TV is 100% run and owned by Muslims, which means the small amount you pay for your subscription is a continuous charity for you, as all the funds raised go towards the production of new cartoons and educational films for your children. The One for Kids TV app is now available on Apple devices, Apple TV, Android devices, Android TV, Amazon Fire TV, and Roku, so you can watch on most devices and smart TVs. Download now for a free 14-day trial. Mm-hmm.